quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
The All-American Half Pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Gee, who's our next DJ?
So we've got Edward Buchert coming up with either Plastic Sushi or Tears of the Gods. You never know what he's going to do.
When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say?
Who was the creator of this? This Mr. James Garvey, you call him.
You're almost too big.
These layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Get your own show, play your own music.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, we'll have little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Right, I didn't get my cup this week.
Begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I'm
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in case you didn't already know it, there are actually two different types of sound collages that I mix up for you every Friday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. When I first started doing a radio show here on WMFO in 2004, after a couple of years of being a real fan of the station, I was really into this freeform thing that we've got going, and I was determined that my show would follow that with its own twist. And that's when I came up with the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collages. And the idea there is always to start off with some Japanese music and then to be as relentlessly freeform as we can, mixing up genres as many as we can that match the weekly theme. And then after a couple of years of that, I began to feel a little constrained, and I wanted to go a little bit deeper into the music. And I came up with the idea of Tears of the Gods, where that's got a theme in the audio clips from who knows where. But every week, we've got some sort of a feature for you, like a featured artist or a featured album. And also, as far as the genres go, we might just stick to one genre or mix up two different genres or mix up one genre going deep in it and going freeform with the others that match the theme. But that's the basic concept. And tonight, we're bringing you a Tears of the Gods theme called A Wide New Wave. And in this episode, we're going to be playing only music from that genre known as New Wave. Although, we're going wide and including bands that weren't necessarily active during the classic New Wave years of the 1970s and the 1980s. In fact, our featured artist tonight is a Japanese band, Polysex, who were actually formed in 1997. But their founder and primary songwriter, Hiroyuki Hayashi, says, well, that they were greatly inspired by the spirit of Devo, and Devo's probably my favorite genuine New Wave band. But that's what Polysix is, and Hiroyuki named them after the Korg Polysix synthesizer. So, that's broadly our theme this evening, New Wave music from the 70s and 80s mixed up with some newer music that is New Wave per its inspiration. And then our audio clips, particularly, we're having Ridley Scott's 1982 film Blade Runner, which, you know, wasn't a commercial success initially, but it's an absolutely beautiful movie. And yeah, we've got clips with Harrison Ford and Rutger Hauer and Daryl Hannah, plus clips from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then also some particular audio clips from some public service messages sprinkled out. So we started off the show with Polysix and a track called Cullen, and then a classic New Wave band, Men at Work from Australia, their song Down Under. So tonight we're going to be hearing from A Flock of Seagulls and Soft Cell and Blondie and The Cars and Simple Minds and The Talking Heads and Elvis Costello. And our ambiance tonight, that's the music that I play in the background when I'm talking, is going to be all from Devo. And in fact, it's from their Easy Listening album. In 1987, they got, well, actually it was before then, but this is a CD from 1987. But they, back in the 70s, they had a fan club. And if you were a fan club, you get extra goodies and they had some easy listening cassettes where they got the absolutely brilliant idea of the time to make kind of Muzak versions of their own songs. And you can get this through Club Devo. So this is Devo's cool cover version of their Girl You Want song, which is also perhaps my favorite ever Devo song, aside from their cool cover of Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced? Well, I've said enough, and you've got the idea, hopefully, what's in store for you this evening. So strap on your seatbelt as we take you back to the 70s and 80s and play you some cool new wave music. This is Poly 6, Blackout Fallout.
With anticipation.
realize what you say? Realize what you say? Realize what you say?
I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
Time to die. I'll meet ya.
Zoom.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, our theme tonight is a wide new wave, and we are playing you a wide variety of new wave music from the 1970s and 1980s, when it was originally made, and mixed in with that is some newer new wave music by bands who really like that genre and kept going with it. In particular, our featured artists, the Japanese band Polysix, who started us off in that last set with their song Blackout Fallout just about a half hour ago or so. And then we heard from A Flock of Seagulls, What Am I Supposed to Do? Soft Cell, their biggest hit, Tainted Love. and then Poly 6 once again, My Room, and then Blondie, One Way or Another, followed by the Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now, and then the Human League with one of their less biggest hits, The Lebanon. I remember seeing a video interview with them about the time they released the album that was on. And the interviewer was getting into, well, you know, what was it that compelled you to produce this album and trying to get into their artistic vision? And they were like, well, we kind of ran out of money and needed to make more. Oh! So, backing me up right now, as is the case will be for all of our talk breaks this evening, is a selection from Devo's Easy Listening album, where they got the idea to make a bunch of Muzak-style versions of their own songs and release them on cassette tape originally to members of their Club Devo fan club. Yes, this is Devo's cool Muzak version of That's Good. So we are going to continue exploring this theme of a wide new wave. And in the next set, well, we're going to be going deep. We're going to be hearing from The Cars, but an early version of one of their songs, not one of the ones that made it big on the FM radio in exactly the form we're going to hear. We're also going to hear from Devo, a selection from Oh No, It's Devo, a real synth-oriented album. Also, some Simple Minds and an excerpt from Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin, their Sanctuaries and Flashbacks from 2005, yes. All that and our featured artists, Poly 6 in the next set, who we're going to start off with them, and a very cool cover version of a song originally by The Knack, another new wave band who we're not going to hear this evening. They went out, their publicists at least were trying to convince everybody that they were the next Beatles. And, as we stand here in 2018, I think we can definitely agree of all the things that that happened, The Knack did not become the next Beatles. Here's Poly 6 and My Sharona here on WMFO in Medford. Tops Freeform Radio. Tears of the Gods with Edward.
done questionable things.
Also extraordinary things. Revel in your time.
Nothing the god of biomechanics wouldn't let you in heaven
reason for it. I use my whole body.
Your eyes.
Sure. If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.